VSQ Gin and More Skipton on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
This week on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show, I've come along to VSQ Gin and More in Skipton, and I'm here with Amy Forshaw, who is the owner. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Now, Amy, today is, as we all know, Valentine's Day, and we're going to be talking about a special cocktail that you've got devised specially for today. But before we get into that, for people that have never been into VSQ before, just tell us a bit about yourselves.
Yeah, so a gin and champagne bar, but we do everything in between. We've got great craft beers, lovely wines, a lot of bubbly. We specialise in gin, hence the name. We've got over 350 different gins at the minute, and it's forever increasing and changing it up. We do a lot of craft cocktails as well, so yeah, come on down to have a proper look.
Now, you've been here for just over 3 years now. In December, I think that was your third anniversary. Did you have any sort of celebrations here at VSQ?
Yeah, it's quite an internal celebration with it being in December. A lot of regulars come by, celebrate with us that have been with us from the start, really.
Now, we're sat currently upstairs in VSQ, which some people may not even know you have an upstairs, so they may look through the window and think, oh, there's no one in there, but your upstairs gets quite busy. It's a private function room as well, isn't it? And then people can book it out if they want to have a party up here.
Yeah, we do all sorts. We do things from christenings to weddings, 40th birthday parties, hen nights. We do gin tasting nights up here as well. Whatever you want, really. We've got a separate bar, so we can man it. We can put whatever you want on.
Now, as I mentioned, it is Valentine's Day today, and a lot of couples are looking for somewhere maybe to go for drinks beforehand or after a meal that they tend to do on Valentine's Day. So just talk us through that special cocktail that you've got going on today on Valentine's Day.
Perfect. So we've got our cocktail of the week this week using Tanqueray Lovage Gin. So we go ahead with a double measure of the gin, a little bit of hibiscus syrup to give it a little bit of floral vibes, throw a couple of raspberries in there, a bit of lemon juice just to balance it out, give it a good shake and serve with a shot of Prosecco. Can't go wrong, really.
Now, you are the one who devised the cocktails. You have cocktails of the week quite often. How do you come up with these different flavours? How do you know which flavours go together, and how do you put these cocktails together?
It's a lot like cooking, really. People ask all the time, how do you remember what needs to go in each cocktail? And it's simple. You drink a lot of them and you make a lot of them. But just knowing that whenever you put something sour in there, you need something sweet, something strong, you need something maybe a bit spicy in there. It's just like baking a cake, really. You know what you need to do when you need to do it.
You mentioned there you get to try a lot of gins. It must be one of the best jobs in the world, just going on a bit of a research trip, trying a load of different gins, working out what goes well with each other and what goes with what tonic as well.
Yeah, well, it's one of my specialty skills, I like to think, anyways, trying all those gins. There's not one we have that I haven't tried, but it's part of the job. Someone has to do it.
Now, with gin, in recent years, the popularity for it has gone through the roof. Everyone is well into gins, and it's ageous as well, isn't it? Because it's not just the older generation or the younger generation. Everyone drinks gin. What do you put it down to?
Well, there was actually a change in the law that meant that a lot of smaller distilleries could open up instead of having to distill in large batches, which is where all these like little craft gins have come from, which really opened up the market. I used to get made fun of a lot because I've been drinking gin since I started drinking, and it was an old person to drink then, but jokes on all my friends now because everyone loves it, and it's a great all-rounder, I think. There's not one person I've met that says they don't like gin now.
For you, someone that's tried so many different gins and so many different combinations, we've got this lovely Lovage sat in front of us, which goes into the Valentine's Day cocktail. What is your favourite gin? What would you recommend to someone who's maybe not tried many gins before and wants to start drinking them?
I hate that question so much. There's no such thing as a favourite gin for me. But for someone that's not really into gin, we actually find that people hate tonic opposed to hating gin, and people prefer sweeter flavours in general. So if they come in, a great one, great local one, Slingsby Rhubarb, it's always a crowd pleaser, great with ginger ale as well. So if you don't like tonic, and it just sets you on the right path.
We've mentioned gin a lot, but people should be aware that it's not solely gin that you do sell here. You do sell other drinks as well. What can people have here besides gin at VSQ Gin and More?
Yeah, we do some great craft beers. We don't do anything on tap, but it's all bottled. We do a couple of local beers as well, local ales for Beer Monkey Brewery in Skipton. We've got some great German Schneiderweiss wheat beers as well, some great IPAs in there. So there's something for everyone, something for every beer drinker.
When it comes to the location of the place as well, I mentioned to you before we went on air that I did a long walk around the square to try and find VSQ. It's not on the main track, as you'd say. It's not on the high street, but that does work in your benefit, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So slightly off the beaten track. It's great. We like to think of ourselves as a bit of a hidden gem. Great place just to come in, sit down. You'll spend the whole night here, really. You'll get comfy on one of the big sofas, sit in front of our lovely pretend fire. And actually feel warm and feel welcome, and we'll have a great chat and a great time. But if you're trying to find us, we're just off the high street. If you look for Edinburgh Woolmill, go through the little ginnel next to it and you'll find us straight up there.
Super. Well, thanks, Amy, and happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
VSQ Gin and More Skipton on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.